الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم says in a scary hadith, hadith مخيف, لا تزول قدم عبد يوم القيامة حتى يسأل عن أربع. At the day of judgment, you know, basic part of our faith, basically, that we believe in the hereafter, al-akhirah. Now, the core point of al-akhirah is the accountability, al-hisab. Now, regarding this situation, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is paying our attention to the following. He said, لا تزول قدم عبد يوم القيامة حتى يسأل عن أربعة. None of us will be removed from his place at the time of accountability in the day of judgment until he will be questioned regarding four main areas. Every one of us will be questioned for tens or hundreds or thousands or millions of things, everything in his life. But there are the main big four categories that will help us to think and to review our life. حَتَّى يُسْأَلَ عَنْ أَرْبَعَ. As if, in my language, as if Muhammad is telling us, you have to know that you have four main filtering systems in the Day of Judgment. The first one, قال عن عمره فيما أفناه, about his lifetime, about his age, about the span of time. عن عمره, in what thing did he spend his life? It's like when you look at someone, he's 40, 50, when you want to introduce him to your friend in our human language now. Imagine that you have an older friend, a new friend. The older friend came while you are with the new friend. You want to introduce the old to the new, and you have just 10 seconds. When you say, this is Muhammad, he is, you will have something. You will introduce him by two words. Maybe you will say, this is Muhammad, the one that you can't see except with the occasions, because he's always disappearing. This is his main title. Always does not exist. We can't see him. Okay? Or, this is Muhammad. For example, my friend Muhammad, he's the best volunteer in the society. You have just two words to introduce this person. This is main title. The thing that all of my time I'm spending, I'm concerned. So, عن عمره فيما أفناه. Then, قال عن شبابه وعن شبابه فيما أبلاه. Now, the age of youth. Now, your youth. In what thing did he spend? أفناه, you know, sometimes this terminology we use, عن شبابه فيما أبلاه, من البلا. البلا, you know the term when they say wear and tear, يعني يلبس ويهري. You know the tires, the consuming of the tire, it's called in Arabic bila, which means my body at the time of youth, in what thing I did consume it, the power that I use, physical power, which is, let's say, from 16 up to 40, which is the best time in terms of the power and strength for the body, okay? After 40 we start, before 16 still, we don't have this kind of power. This kind, 25, 30 years, this power. In what thing I did consume my body? So I will be asked. Some people, some youth, 24/7 just bodybuilding. Okay, for the sake of what? Just to have, you know? Well, for all the time. For the sake of what? Showing off. It's a source of riya. It's a sort of riya. Type of riya. Okay? Shirk asghar. Just as, have you seen me? Triceps, biceps, something. You know? All the time, you know? Something the body thinks just for the sake of seeking the attention of the girls all the time. This is how I spend my life. This will be a disaster, sorry. In the day of judgment. She's a sister. All the time, the priority, her youth, the power, spent in what? Makeup. Beauty, hairdo, okay? This kind of things, decoration things, for the sake of what? Attracting the youth in the street. So this will be stand as the title of my youth. It will be for me or against, or the other way, alhamdulillah. My youth, this power, and one thing I used it. I was supporting the weak. I was defending the people. I was helping the people. My youth, the time, for example. Now the third thing. عن عمره فيما أفناه, شبابه فيما أبلاه, وعن ماله من أين اكتسبه وفيما أنفقه. his money? What are the sources in where he used to earn his money? And in what things he spent his money? Amazingly, you see, you have in, out, in, out. You earn money, you spend money. This is the case of our Lord. He will be asked, where did you bring from money? Haram source, halal source. Haram source, halal source. Or haram, you know, channels, or halal channels. Wallahi, I heard about a person in Jordan, someone that's somehow close to me, unfortunately. I knew from an employee in one of the hotels that this person, he's a multimillionaire. He goes to a nightclub inside this hotel every night, 7 days a week. Nightclub with, you know, this kind of dancing from, unfortunately, this kind of bad, you know, woman, something. He drinks and he spends on drinks and giving this kind of dancers, and maybe I'm not sure if I'm prostitutes or something like that, 3,000 JDs every night. He spends in cash and he goes, which means about 6,000 Canadian dollars every night. Just cash, drinking, spending, people there and comes back every night. Can you imagine? Now this person, he will be asked, Allah gave him, you know, millions of dollars. Where did he spend his money? And look to the other way. All the time he's spending, helping, need, poor, you know, helping in the Islamic centers, massage the people, need, orphans, needy. So you have this and you have this. I have to prepare myself. From where I bring my money, where I spend my money. The last one. The last one is, قَالُوا عَنْ عِلْمِهِ مَاذَا عَمِلَ بِهِ. Look, Prophet Muhammad did not say عَنْ عِلْمِهِ مِنْ أَيْنَ اكْتَسَبَهُ. He said عَنْ عِلْمِهِ مَاذَا عَمِلَ بِهِ. Because sometimes the ilm, in addition to the effort that I do spend, sometimes the ilm is part of the gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the devil of my IQ, it's not up to me, I don't decide it. It's how Allah, okay? So if I'm so clever, and I did not choose the best parents, it's a gift from Allah. And the parents, when they took me to the best school and best university, it was not my, okay, effort. So just I found myself high IQ, best school, best university, I have a lot of knowledge in computer and mathematics, and I can manufacture many things. What did I do with this? I was helping who? I have knowledge in computer, knowledge in languages. I can translate 5 languages, for example. I'm translating what to what, spending my time in what? This will be either with me or against me. So some people, for example, they work in area of tourism as translators, and they go with tourists, and they spend a bad time in nightclubs. They are best translators in the area of bad tourism. Some others, they spend their time with a new Muslim converts translating the Quran to them. This is a translator, and this is, both of them are translators. One of them, as if he's signing on the contract of having a share in Jahannam, the other one is trying to have a share in the Jannah. And it's up to me and up to you. Now let's finish it with, I think you are witnessing how some Muslims from the scholars, they are falling down. They are using their ilm that Allah has given to them in Sharia, in Tafsir al-Quran, supporting dictators and zalimin. Are we witnessing this or not? Did Allah give him the ilm or not? Regardless of the names, you can watch the TV and you see. We have great scholars in terms of the knowledge. They are spending their knowledge in what? Supporting dictators, backing bad people, okay? You know, attacking al-Mazlumin, the oppressed people. Do we have this or not? This would be, that's why Prophet Muhammad SAW says, ثَلَاثَةٌ أَوَّلْ مَنْ تُسَعَّرْ بِهِمْ جَهَنَّمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Three main categories in another hadith. One of them, in which, you know, the Jahannam will have this kind of تَسْعِيرْ هَا كَفَنْ تَرْجِمْهَا
Ignite.
You know, igniting, man, you know, to prepare the fire to be much more, you know, with a very high temperature. One of them, alim, ta'allam al-ilm, yuqala, alim. When Allah gave him the ilm, but he used it for something else, such as we are witnessing. So let's prepare ourselves to these four categories. Umrihi, shababihi, malihi, علمه. All of them, they come from where I spend. جزاكم الله خير. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.